just wow, after watching the total clown show of the banking collapse and the government's response and the FDIC and just the runaway clown show wokeism of Signature Bank and SVB, I'm absolutely convinced at this point that we're going to experience both hyperinflation and a banking industry collapse. The whole system is bankrupt. And, you know, previously I thought that the Fed could choose one or the other. Like, they could choose to destroy the dollar or destroy the banks. Now it's clear to me they're going to do both. They're going to print money like mad, destroying the dollar, until the banking system collapses, destroying the banks. And this appears to be all by design. All by design. Did you know, I don't know the guy's name, but there's a guy, a key individual, kind of a middle-aged white man, who was at Enron when they collapsed, and then he was at FTX when they collapsed, and then he was at Silicon Valley Bank when they collapsed. Like, this guy seems to be a collapse artist. Everywhere he goes, suffers a catastrophic collapse. Is that all being engineered? Probably. But I want you to understand that if SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, if they were insolvent, most of the entire banking system is insolvent, and even the FDIC itself is insolvent. Why? Well, because SVB, of course, was holding, I think, 10-year treasury bonds, government bonds, with a very low yield, 1.56%. And as the Fed continued to raise interest rates, which they are committed to continuing to do, these long-term bonds with low yields, of course, became, well, less and less valuable. So when bank depositors wanted more of their money out, well, SVB was forced to sell off these long-term bonds at a loss. So they lost billions of dollars selling these off to try to meet the demands of people taking their money out. And then they tried to do a capital raise in the middle of that. After reporting all these losses, they tried to raise more money, and that completely backfired and bombed. And then the whole world found out that, oh my gosh, this bank is insolvent. And then more people wanted their money back, and then the collapse really accelerated. That's essentially, in a nutshell, what happened to SVB. Well, there are all kinds of other banks that are in the same situation, exactly the same. Now, most banks, they try to loan out the deposit money, you know, to other customers so they can earn money on the interest on the loans. And it's not unusual for a bank to loan out 50, 70, even 80% of the deposits as loans. That's not unusual. But for the parts they can't loan out, they end up buying, in many cases, long-term bonds. Now, I don't know why a bank would buy 10-year bonds at 1.56% interest. I mean, you have to be an idiot to do that. I mean, you get almost no return, but you take all the risk and you lock up your client's money for 10 years. Are you kidding me? That's what they did. Well, that's what they did when they weren't busy running their Lesbian Awareness Day and all their woke music videos and the total clown show of wokeism and trans awareness and all the virtue signaling bullcrap that these banks, the banks that failed, they were all virtue signaling woketard banks. Just call it woketard finance. They don't care about the money or the dollars or risk or anything. No, it's all about, you know, Lesbian Awareness Day. And they made a bunch of music videos about themselves, singing songs, looking like a total clown show. It was just unreal. Perhaps you've seen some of these videos. If not, look for them. They are hilarious. You will laugh your ass off. But this is what they did. Because I guess they think that equity now, equity is your virtue signaling score, and not the dollars that you have left in your bank when you've, I don't know, played Russian roulette with your depositors' money by buying 10-year bonds that yield almost nothing. The point is that these woketard banks that already failed aren't the only banks that do this. Everybody does it. In fact, the FDIC does it. So the FDIC collects essentially insurance premiums from the banks based on the size of their total deposits and some risk factors and so on. Well, the FDIC collects all this money, something like $100 billion, maybe a little more. Where do they put their money, you know, when they're not bailing out depositors of failed banks? Where does the FDIC keep their money? Oh, that's right. They buy long-term government bonds. with low yields. Same thing Silicon Valley Bank did, same exact thing. So the FDIC right now claiming, oh, they're going to cover all these depositors, right? And they say they have, what, $100, maybe $125 billion? Well, where is that money? Oh, it's locked up in long-term bonds with low yields. So now the FDIC is going to have to sell those bonds at a major loss. And in doing so, the FDIC is going to lose money in exactly the same way Silicon Valley Bank lost money. And then this is going to put the FDIC in a bad situation where they're going to run out of money to bail out the banks that ran out of money. Yeah, trust me, that's coming. And then what's going to happen? Oh, well, of course, the FDIC will run to the Treasury or the Fed and say, oh, you have to print money to bail us out. We're the FDIC. We have to be bailed out. So even the bailout organization is going to need a bailout. You're going to need a bailout for the bailout. And then, well, how do you bail them out? You just print money. So hyperinflation, right? That's where this is going. As each bank fails, it will be bailed out with newly printed money. That is a mathematical certainty. Because again, there aren't enough funds in the FDIC to cover more bank failures. So new money will be printed to bail them out. As that money is printed and then dropped into the system, guess what's going to happen to inflation? It's going to go even higher than it has been. It's going to go into hyperinflation territory. That's where this is headed. It's incredibly obvious. It's incredibly dangerous. But that's exactly where this is headed. So you're going to get hyperinflation, folks. You're going to get ground beef at $50 a pound. Uh-huh. Or a $50 hamburger first, probably. And yes, you're going to get $10 a gallon gasoline. And then eventually $20 a gallon. I mean, the dollar is going to become essentially worthless at some point. And then at the same time that is happening, joy of all joys, the economy is going to crater because banks will be collapsing left and right, causing bankruptcy of businesses. Yeah. Businesses that didn't even bank with these woke banks. Let me give you an example right now. We just lost a bunch of money because we were paying a vendor through Bill.com. We paid a vendor for some raw materials. You know, we have a lot of vendors. So we issued this payment through Bill.com, I don't know, last week sometime. Bill.com says to us today, oh, by the way, we, Bill.com, we use Silicon Valley Bank. That's right. Oh my gosh, they're using the woketard bank. And thus the money's gone. It's gone. So Bill.com owes us tens of thousands of dollars right now because the vendor never got the money. It has disappeared into a giant black hole. And I'm laughing my ass off about this, actually, because it proves to me, even though this is going to cost us a lot of money, it proves to me how broken the system is, that even somebody who doesn't want to use woketard banks can end up losing a lot of money because other people, other businesses are using woketard banks. So the woketard bank ripple effect will be widespread because they're far more interested in their, you know, woke cult and their climate cultism. It's all about being a cult on the political left these days. You know, you sit around your office, you don't actually do any work, you don't do any banking, you don't do any risk assessment, you don't do any math, that's for sure. You sit around and figure out how to write songs and make music videos about how awesome you are for being so inclusive and tolerant and having always having people of color lead the songs with the, you know, the I can't dance old white dudes in the background looking stupid because, you know, that's part of the woke culture. All white men have to look stupid. So that's the kind of videos that these banks come up with. Meanwhile, they're just losing everybody's money left and right, including, in this case, some of our money as well. Oh, yeah, and then Etsy. Remember, Etsy said they couldn't pay people that they owe money to, you know, all the vendors and so on. Can't pay. Not yet. It might be a while, you know. That's probably what Bill.com will tell us. Oh, it's going to be a while. Yeah, you'll get your money back, or maybe you'll get a certificate of receivership. If I get that, I'm going to frame it, man. I'm going to frame that sucker. Like, told you. We knew this collapse was coming, and here it is. But the handling of all this, the response to it, proves to me the system is done. It's done. Mark my words. If anything, now, I mean, I've said this before, but now more than ever, get every dollar out of the system that you don't want to lose. There it is. That's the advice. If you're okay with losing it, and maybe you need some cash to make payroll, as we do, you know, just know you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. It's going to be gone. Anything you don't want to lose, get out of the system. That simple. And why do you think gold sales are through the roof right now and silver? Why is Bitcoin surging in price and other cryptocurrencies? Why? Because everybody's getting out of the banks as much as they can. They're getting out. I mean, the bank outflows right now, especially for whatever reason, the smaller independent banks, the outflows from those banks are freaking huge right now. And that's a little shocking, because those are the banks that I think you should support. Those are the banks that are likely to be more stable and do better in the long run. Those are the banks that aren't as woke, you know? So personally, I'm keeping my money in the smaller regional local banks. I'm pulling money out of the big woke banks, but a lot of other people are doing exactly the opposite. But overall, I'm just trying not to have any banking exposure at all if I can, you know, if I can avoid it, or at least to minimize it. Because on top of all this, the Fed is going to continue to raise rates. The Fed. They're going to raise again, what, March 22nd, we're told. And then, I don't know what happens in April. Apparently nothing. But then May, June, and July, they're going to raise again and again and again. Will our banking system even survive this calendar year? I'm beginning to wonder. Seriously. You know, every time the Fed raises rates, another wave of bankruptcies of banks is set into motion. And as those banks go bankrupt, then the businesses that bank there also go bankrupt. I mean, this is going to be a cascade of black swans wearing suicide vests, basically. That's what this is. It's going to affect all of us in one way or another, no matter what you do. I'm not sure the banking system survives this calendar year. But you see, it's almost as if the Fed is trying to do this. I mean, clearly, they can see what's happening. They know that as they raise interest rates, they're going to collapse more and more banks. They set this into motion. First, you know, they lowered rates to 0% during the COVID years, and they flooded the system with free money, essentially. And now they keep raising rates, causing bankruptcies, and even as the system is on the verge of breaking, you know, they just averted bank runs. The whole banking system would have collapsed this week if not for the FDIC bailout Sunday. But even facing that, the Fed is like, no, we're going to keep raising rates. They know it's going to break the system. They know this. And yet they're doing it anyway. So prepare accordingly, folks. The system will fail. The entire system will crater. Whatever money you don't want to lose, don't have it in the banks. Because remember, as Joe Biden said, the banks are just as safe as the vaccines. Mm-hmm. Just leave your money in the banks and you'll be fine until the day comes that it's gone. And then you'll wonder what happened. So get prepared. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. I'll keep you informed. I got a lot more interviews coming up with some finance experts, including Gregory Manarino and Peter Schiff and others coming up. We'll talk soon.
A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.